Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
We will talk to Dawn here, who is wondering if her boyfriend is being shady or not. Hey, Dawn.
Hey there, Burt.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I just got this one thing on my mind. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
All right, let's go.
So I want to know if I should, consider this a red flag or if I should just mind my own business for now. I started dating someone a few weeks ago, and we aren't exclusive, but I really like him. I recently went to his apartment, and I noticed that all his ex-girlfriend stuff is still there. It's his apartment, but there's an entire closet of her clothes that are hers. All her products are still in the bathroom, too, even in the kitchen. There are things that are clearly hers. I asked him why she has and taking it all with her, and she said because she thinks they're just on a break and that they will be getting back together. I asked him if that was his plan too, and he said absolutely not, but he has no interest in getting back with her. I asked him why he doesn't tell her that, and have her pick up all her crap. He says it's just easier not to, but I don't really believe that. He says he doesn't feel like dealing with the fighting or the crying or the endless conversations that she's going to want to have, but she just figures that if they stay on this break long enough, she finds somebody else or that she'll decide on her own that she's ready to move on. I mean, does this seem weird to you at all? Do you think that he's being honest?
Oh, Dawn, bless your heart. does this seem weird to us? I mean, of course. Of course. If they were really broken. How long have you been going out with this dude?
I mean, just a few weeks, not too long.
And how recent was this breakup?
He said it was 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
I mean, sometimes people have a hard time accepting reality, and it sounds it could be legit that she's not accepting that the two of them are broken up and was refusing to come over and get her stuff. And he, not wanting to look like the bad guy, doesn't want to pack all her stuff up into a box and hand it to her. So now the stuff is just lingering in his place.
I don't know. I know in breakups that I've had, especially when you've moved in with each other, once the breakup is over, that stuff is gone. That is gone quickly. I don't want to be reminded by that.
Yeah, this is shady to me for a couple reasons. For one, when you asked him about it and he said it's what she wants, I don't think that matters. It really should come down to what he wants because it's his place and it's his stuff. Now, if he wanted to keep it because he didn't want to deal with the arguing and all of the extra stuff, I get that part of it. I really do. But I feel like if you know you're going to have a new love interest come over, you got to box that up, player. You could.
I saw that in mind.
Yes, you box it up, put it wherever you need to put it. And that's how you store it. But to just have it everywhere, that'd be a red flag for me.
Big time.
Yeah, in those first few weeks, you can tell when a boy's been ran through because you go into his bathroom and there's Olaplex in the shower and you're yes, someone's cooked here before. This is a huge red flag for me, just like what you guys said, it's what she wants. Well, it doesn't matter anymore because you guys are broken up, or so you say, which is why I think that they're not actually broken up. Mm-hmm. I think that maybe they quote unquote are on a break, and this is just that shady time between or where the rules are a little bit more bent, and in a couple weeks he's probably going to dump you and go back to her because her stuff's already in the closet.
Yeah, we got ourselves a good old fashioned choose your own adventure. Either he is cheating on you or he's spineless. those are the only two avenues you got.
I mean, Dawn, what you can't do is just be forthcoming and be like, hey, so, I know you say like you all are broken up and that's fine, but it's a little awkward coming over to your place and there's a bunch of there's a bunch of stuff from another woman. So I'm not going to come over to your place anymore until that's taken care of. And then see how he handles that. If he takes care of it, all right then. If he doesn't, run.
Right. That's fair.
Fast.
I completely agree.
That's your assignment, Don, okay?
All righty. Well, it's shady. Thank you, guys.
All right. For sure it's shady. Aww. It's not even close.
We're freezing our balls off. It's so shady.
All right. Alicia wants some cash here, Kristen. How's she going
to
get it?
All right. Alicia, welcome to the Burt Show. Did you hear the 5 Usher clips we played earlier?
I did.
All right. We're going to play them one more time. Here we go. All right, name those 5 Usher songs in order, and we will give you $200.
Okay, so the first one I got is DJ Got Us Falling in Love. The second one, Nice and Slow. Third one, You Remind Me. Fourth one, You Make Me Wanna. And the fifth one, Love in the Club.
Yeah! That was easy. That was easy. Wow. That's $200 right there. That's super easy.
Congratulations.
Yay! Thank you.
That's a nice little chunk of change. Just waking up on a Tuesday morning. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I take it you're excited for the Super Bowl halftime performance this weekend?
I am. I love Usher. He's been my husband in my head since I was in the 4th grade. I'm 35.
All right. Enjoy the $200. Let me put you on hold, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
The Burt Show.